enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, how red, great, those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
Weather's gone nuts, Ma. The whole summer of rain, and now in September it decides to get hot.
It's lucky Mrs. Wiedemeyer moved away. She used to be bothered something awful by the heat in Queens.
Where'd she move to, Ma?
To the Bronx.
You just won't.
Archie and Michael join Gloria and Edith.
A day like today, hot 110 in the shade, and this guy's jumping all over me about water gaze. I'm up to here with Watergate. I'm drowning in Watergate.
Oh, Archie, the whole country's drowning in Watergate.
Well, when are you going to go under for the third time?
Archie gets a beer from the fridge.
Let me tell you something. I want you to lay off President Nixon, huh? In this country, we don't kick a man when he's down.
Oh, Archie, it's not Nixon who's down. Remember what he said? He's not wallowing in Watergate. It's the country that's down.
I still got faith in Nixon.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
The Nixon who knew why we should be in Vietnam?
Yes.
The Nixon who knew all the reasons we had to be friends with Russia and China?
Yes.
The Nixon who knew all the secret reasons we had to keep bombing Cambodia?
You're damn right.
The Nixon who didn't know a single thing about Watergate?
Watergate!
He storms back into the living room with Michael right behind him.
Will you tell this guy that if I hear Watergate one more time, I'm going to go nuts?
Mike, if Archie hears Watergate one more time...
Doubt you, dingbat. Now I need a pen. Just go get me a pen, huh? Thanks.
Archie heads to his chair.
Stay away. I don't want to be arguing with no guy who's got a lamb chop or a brain.
Yeah.
Oh, Edith, it's so hot in this house. Can't you close the windows and the door and turn on the air conditioner?
Oh, no, we can't do that. The mayor was on the radio asking everybody to switch off everything electric.
Why did he say that?
I didn't wait to hear why. I switched off the radio.
It's because we have to conserve energy, Daddy. Otherwise, there's going to be another brownout.
Well, if I don't get some air, I'm going to brown out. I'll turn the thing on myself.
No, Daddy, don't. Daddy.
I'm turning off. Get away from there.
As good citizens, we all have to cooperate.
Oh, I suppose you think that good citizen Barney Heppner's got his air conditioning turned off. I suppose you think that all the good citizens in this block got their air conditioners turned off.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Good. Then turning ours on won't do no harm. Get out of here. I'm gonna turn it on right here.
Okay. Oh. It sparks.
Great work, Arch. You made your own power cut.
Would you like me to call a repairman?
No. Edith, that's the worst thing you can do on a hot day is call a repairman. He's got you over a barrel where you can pick your pocket.
Hey, Arch, I got a great idea. Why don't you hire one of Nixon's plumbers?
Hey, they did a great job.
I told you.
They flushed 200 years of democracy down the drain.
I don't want to hear that
this
word.
This country's practically a waste.
I don't want to hear Watergate. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Edith. That's all right. Your main trouble is that your tongue is always racing with your brain. And your brain always loses.
And your main trouble is your brain is so closed, the new idea couldn't break in, even if it had the help of Hunt and Liddy.
I am tuning you out, meathead, because I got something important here to read and to sign, and I got to consecrate on that.
Just tell me one thing, Art. Do you think Nixon knew about Watergate and the cover-up?
I'm busy.
Just tell me, do you think he knew?
I'm busy.
Say yes or no.
I am B-U-Z-Y busy. Now get away from me. Don't say no more to me. I don't want to hear another word out of either one of you. Not one word.
How am I going to tell you when lunch is ready?
don't have to tell me, Edith. I'll know when it's ready because I'll see the meathead racing for the table. Please, huh? Leave me alone. Give me air. Give me air.
Michael gets up and slowly circles behind Archie's chair to read over his shoulder.
Whereas we got our fair share of coloreds in this street.
Get out of here.
What?
It's a petition. It ain't a petition. It's a letter from the people who live in this street.
To who?
To some people that we don't want living in this street.
Oh, Arch, what do you want to start this thing up for again?
Oh, Daddy, isn't it a little late? The Jeffersons have been living here for over 2 years.
This letter ain't got nothing to do with the Jeffersons. This has got to do with what is coming in next door.
You mean somebody's buying the Wiedemeyer house?
Somebody wants to buy it, Edith, but this time we're going to strike before the iron gets hot, see?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that real estate guy, Joe Braddock, who comes up to me and says that I ought to be proud because there's a minority living in the street here. So I say, sure, I'm proud. He says, that's good because another minority has just put a deposit on the Wiedemeyer, Jay.
Well, that's terrific.
Ah, that's terrific, terrific. Everything's terrific if it's a minority with her. She'd be happy with a Hindu and a goat.
Oh, yeah. It'll be nice to have neighbors again.
What do you mean, nice, Edith? Don't you see what this is? Braddock was telling me that another bunch of coloreds is coming on the street. Don't you see where that leaves us? Between the Jeffersons on this side and the new coloreds over here, we'll be sandwiched in between like a white meat turkey on pumpernickel.
You know, you really are paranoid.
I ain't paranoid. Why are yous all against me?
Daddy, didn't the Jeffersons teach you anything? You were against them when they moved in, but nothing happened. The sky didn't fall down.
Well, because the Jeffersons are different.
Why are the Jeffersons different?
Because one colored family is a novelty and two is a ghetto.
What? Daddy, are you really going to take that petition around?
I told you this ain't a petition. This is a letter that McNabb wrote and he gave it to me. I'm supposed to sign it and pass it along.
You know something? I swear I think you do these things sometimes just to eat my heart out. And that's what you do, you know. Little by little, piece by piece, you eat my heart out.
I don't care.
Well, you're not going to get away with this.
What are you going to do about it?
This. Watergate, 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 Watergate!
God damn it!
Edith's eyes widened.
What happened here?
You shouldn't swear like that.
You shouldn't swear like that.
I didn't
you
swear.
You swore.
I did not. I did.
GD this and GD that.
That ain't swearing, Edith, GD. The first word there is God, ain't it? How can that be a swear word, the most popular word in the Bible? The second word, that's damn, that's a perfectly good word. You hear that all the time, like they dam the river to keep it from flooding, see? And even in the Bible, you read where some guy is damned for cheating or stealing or committing insects in the family. God! God damned him! Edith! Beautiful words right out of the holy book. Don't choke your rich.
Henry Jefferson barges in.
Booker, I want a word. Don't bother to try to hide the evidence. I know what you're up to, and I want that letter that McNabb is passing around.
What letter?
Well, maybe he means this one.
Get out of here, will you? Now listen, Jefferson, I ain't got no argument with you.
Now come on, don't cop out to me, Bunker. I know that you don't want any more blacks in this street.
I never said that.
You don't have to. You're always against any improvements on the block.
Listen, this whole thing with this letter, this is a matter of economics, see? Remember, I'm on your side in this.
Oh, now you really got me worried.
Listen, think intelligent, huh? If the value of my property goes down, the same thing happens to your property. If you don't want that to happen, then you're going to join the rest of us neighbors on a block and sign this.
I wouldn't sign that piece of paper if I was the last black man on earth, let alone
a couple arrives.
Jefferson, this is for your own good.
Thank you, me.
Get over here. What is this?
How do you do? Can I help you?
Yes, I am Alfredo Estrada, and this is my wife, Maria.
Oh, I'm Edith Bunker, and this is my husband,
Come on, Edith, just tell him that we ain't buying, no matter what they're selling.
Oh, no, senor. We are not selling. We are buying the house number 702.
Yeah, what?
The Wiedemeyer house? That's terrific.
Hey, great. Welcome.
Terrific. Welcome.
Why don't you two move to Calcutta?
You see, we are supposed to meet the real estate agent here this morning, but he don't come yet, and we don't have the key.
They're Puerto Rican.
No, they're Swedes.
And it is especially nice to see you here, Mr.
Jefferson.
Yes, very nice to see you here in the house of your friends, the White family.
Henry sneers at Archie, who shrugs his brow.
And I'm very glad to be your new neighbor.
He puts his hand on Henry's shoulder. Henry eyes Estrada's hand, then turns to Archie.
Hey, Bunker.
What?
Henry steps aside with Archie.
Do you mind if I see that letter again?
Archie hands over the letter, and Henry pulls out his pen.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The two of you scheming all week together. What are you kicking about? Ain't you and your wife always telling me the colors and whites ought to work together? Not to stop Puerto Ricans from moving next door.
Anything to protect our property on this street.
So you lied to him about the condition of the Wiedemeyer house?
I didn't lie about nothing.
Oh, that's right, Gloria. He didn't lie. He just told him he wouldn't buy a house that was riddled with termites.
Which is the God's honest truth.
My house doesn't have termites.
I didn't say it did.
What did you say?
I said I wouldn't buy a house that was riddled with termites.
Boy, that's some kind of truth. You know, you ought to be working for the White House.
Will you get off it? The only mistake the White House made was just hiring a couple of screw-ups.
A couple of screw-ups?
That's right. They should have hired Japs instead of all them Krauts.
What?
Of course, the Japs are better than the Krauts in electronics. And if the Japs get caught, they do the right thing. They kill themselves.
What are you and Henry Jefferson going to do when you get caught?
What do you mean we get caught? We ain't doing nothing crooked.
Oh, no. While the Estradas are thinking it over, you and Henry are trying to find somebody else to buy the house.
You don't call that crooked?
No. That's looking out for number one.
Where does that place Henry Jefferson?
He's number two.
Why is he number two?
Because, meathead, there can only be one number one and one number two. And life made Jefferson number two long before I come along.
So I suppose that the Puerto Ricans are number three, then?
Well, no, not necessarily there, little girl. Your Puerto Ricans could be four. Your Japs and your Chins could be three. 3A, 3B. Jefferson, how are you? Glad to see you.
Archie shakes hands with Henry.
Look at him over there. Birds of a feather who cheat Puerto Ricans together.
Excuse me, Jefferson. What'd you find out?
Well, Bucker, we're off the hook. Braddock sold the house and the Puerto Ricans are out of it.
Hey, that's great news. That's great news.
Look at this. It's Nixon and Brezhnev all over again.
Mr. Jefferson, I just can't tell you how surprised I am at the way you're behaving.
Don't pay no attention to her. Eat it!
Yeah!
I'm sorry you feel that way, Gloria, but in this world, a man's got to look out for number one.
Right.
I thought you were number one, Arch.
Oh, that's only when a black man ain't around, right, Bunker?
No. Like I always say, Jefferson, I mean, what's in a number, huh?
Yeah, Arch. Jefferson.
Hi, Edith.
Sit down, Henry. Bring us a couple of beers, huh?
Right away.
I hope you two guys know that there's such a thing as a fair housing commission in this state.
Yeah, Mr. Jefferson, and they're the ones who helped you get your house.
Well, that was fair.
That was fair.
Wait a second. What are you saying? It's not fair for other people to get their houses that way?
No, nobody said that. All we're saying is that Puerto Ricans ought to stay in Puerto Rico. We don't go to their country to live. Why should they come to us?
Puerto Rico is part of this country.
No, it ain't a state.
They have Commonwealth status.
I bet they probably ain't vaccinated for that.
No, it means that they are citizens. Therefore, they have a right to move from one part of this country to another just like anybody else.
No, I say no.
Would you say that to a guy who came here from Texas or California?
If he's a Puerto Rican, yeah.
Edith runs in with two beers.
Hope!
good news. Thank you. Is it good news? The Wiedemeyer place is sold and to Americans.
The Estradas are Americans, too.
Sure, but they got to stand in line like my people had to.
That's right. And many's the time I seen your people standing on line, Jefferson, and it was heartbreaking.
Henry furrows his brow.
Hey, let's have a toast to our success here, huh? What do you say? To us, huh?
Archie, to us.
Just us, Edith.
Archie bumps Edith with his backside.
Boy, I never thought I'd see the day when you'd be happy to have another white family on the block.
White? Who says they're white?
Are they black?
No, I forgot to ask the real estate agent. I don't know if they're black or white.
They could be Puerto Rican.
You hear that, Jefferson? You better go to Braddock and find out right away, huh?
I'll get to the bottom
of it. No, hurry up there, Jefferson. Look at that. You can't trust them people.
Michael dials the phone.
Henry wouldn't lie.
How can you tell? They never blush or go pale or nothing.
Yeah, I'd like the number to the Fair Housing Commission, please.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
I'm not going to let you get away with this. That's what I'm doing, Archie. The Estradas had a deposit down on
that time.
Don't tell me to put the phone.
A woman sheepishly steps into the doorway.
Give me that phone!
Archie rips out the phone cord.
I'll look what you've done.
Hello there.
Hello there. Can I help you?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I was going to ask to use your phone.
It's a good thing you didn't, because it just broke.
She can see that, Edith, you know. Look out. Get out of there, meathead. I gotta fix the phone now. I see this wire here. I can go into this wire in here. Look,
would you
this.
Like me to fix that for you?
Oh, come on, lady. I ain't got time to fool around.
Who's fooling around? I can fix it.
You fix phones?
I can fix anything.
She pulls a toolkit from her purse.
Well, look at this, Josephina Plummer.
Edith,
fixing air conditioners and telephones is men's work.
Well, why don't I just watch you do it? Now, maybe I can learn something.
Oh, you wouldn't, because Archie can't do things.
Will you stifle yourself?
Oh, he can do some things.
You mean like pulling the phone apart?
Yeah, he can do that.
Oh, will you, Edith?
He won't be able to put it together again. Watch, you'll see.
Oh, how can I put anything together with the two of you breathing down my neck? And 110 in the shade out there, and you shooting your mouth off about me to a total stranger.
Oh, I won't be a stranger for long. I'm Irene Lorenzo. My husband and I are buying the house next door.
You're our new neighbor.
Yes.
Hey, look at this, you're white.
Do we get points for that?
Well, we're the Bunkers, and this is our daughter, Gloria, and her husband, Michael Stevens.
Mrs. Lorenzo, I don't know if you know this, but another family already put a deposit down on that house.
Hey, you shut up. They did not.
They did,
they
too.
Did not.
They did,
too. They did not. They did. Now, who are you going to listen to, lady, him or me?
Why do I feel that my life is at stake if I say him? In here, Frank. In here.
A man runs in.
I scream for you. Hello, everybody. Imagine it.
Oh, Frank. Sure. This is my husband, Frank, and these are the Stivics and the Bunkers.
How do you do? Pleased to meet you. Here's your ice cream, Irene.
No, Frank. I think we got problems with the house.
What kind of problems?
Mr. Lorenzo, I'm not sure that the house next door legally belongs to you.
Will you shut your mouth? Don't pay any attention to anything this guy says. He don't even wake.
What are you talking about? I put a deposit down on that house.
You don't have all the facts, Frank.
I don't care. I'm not going to move out of that house.
You don't have all the facts,
Frank. I don't care. I'm going to stay in that house.
You don't have all the facts, Frank.
I don't think I have all the facts.
Listen, I don't get excited, but if it's true, another family had a deposit on the house first.
Well, wait a minute, lady. What about your own husband here? He put a deposit, too.
I don't think we can move in, Frank. It just wouldn't be the Christian thing to do.
What are you talking about? It would be the most Christian thing you ever done in your life. I can prove it to you by the Bible. All we're trying to do on this block is separate the white from the chaff.
And you, young fella, you better have some proof before you tell me that house next door ain't mine. Ha ha, Irene and I weren't born yesterday, you know. We know people. And speaking for myself, I know what a good Christian is.
Isn't he wonderful when he's passionate?
Irene, it has nothing to do with being passionate. It's a question of looking out for number one.
Michael turns to Archie.
You sure you're number one? Get out!
Listen, I want to welcome you two people to the neighborhood and to the block.
Well, Archie, if they're welcome now, maybe Mrs. Lorenzo would fix our phone.
Oh, yeah, hey, you wanted to fool around with the phone before. Yeah, go ahead, try and fix it. She can fix nothing.
She can fix the phone. All right.
She can fix anything.
Where did you get this lovely toolkit?
It was a door prize at one of Frank's sales conventions. A toolkit and a set of cookware.
I kept the cookware. Teflon.
She kept the tools and you kept the cookware?
Frank is one of the best cooks you'll ever run into.
Oh, I get it. You work in a restaurant, huh?
No, I'm just mad about cooking. Oh.
Frank trembles with glee.
Yeah, I think I've seen guys like you.
Henry runs in.
Hey, Buckner! I got the news you wanted to hear. Braddock just told me your new neighbors, they're white.
That seems to impress everyone around here.
Frank, look at them white.
Well, Mr. Braddock's waiting for you next door.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Bucker, you got what you wanted.
Correction, you both got what you wanted, but now the Estradas are out in the cold.
No, they got what they wanted, too. Braddock sold them a house over on the next block.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that louse Braddock sold them Puerto Ricans a house in this neighborhood?
Yeah, a bigger house for the same money. Bye.
That's great! Ain't that nice?
You'll see how nice it is when a whole neighborhood's turned into a smelting pot. And it's all the fault of that guy, Joe Braddock. Oh, I know him, a typical out-for-himself Irish Mick.
You don't like the Irish?
Oh, they're all right, but they ain't mumbling over their bees or boozing it up.
I happen to be Irish.
I
don't like what you just said.
I don't like it either. I mumble over my beach too. I'm Italian. Oh, geez. I mean, you know, I couldn't tell her. Irish and Italian. Hey, look what we got here, Edith. Mixed marriage.
Edith knits her brow.
What mixed? We're both Catholics.
Look, your phone's fixed. Frank, I think we better go.
Yeah, well, don't run away, because Edith's going to put coffee and cake on the table. Get it.
I'm sorry, but you know us Irish Catholics. I got to go have a few drinks and then rush right off to confession.
What do you mean, rush? What's the rush?
This is one confession that can't wait.
Oh, come on. A nice lady like you, what would you have to confess?
What I'm thinking about you.
Irene leaves. Howling with laughter, Frank wags his finger and follows her.
You said she couldn't do it!
Oh, she fixed the phone and that.
No. No, you dumbbell. No.
She really fixed it. Ain't that wonderful?
Well, it's wonderful. That was the wrong number.
Edith and Archie play cards.
I thought it would cool off at night.
Oh, no, wait. Look at the cards you've been dealing me. Jeez, this ain't a hand, it's a foot. Of all the lousy...
Archie, no swearing. Remember, you promised no more GDs.
Who said GD? You said GD. I promise you never no more. Now, come on, play cards. What do you want, the 10 of diamonds?
No.
All right, I'll take it. I'll throw you the queen.
We're having a heat wave.
Edith glances at the open back door.
What is that? Eden. Come on, play it again. You want the queen?
Yeah.
Hey, Loretto! Will you cut that racket out over there? We're playing cards here. You just made me blow a hand.
Luck be a lady tonight!
Archie tosses his cards in the air. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Vincent Gardenia, Frank Lorenzo, Betty Garrett, Irene Lorenzo, Melvin Stewart, Henry Jefferson, Victor Argo, Mr. Estrada. Those were the days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.